Actually hit record this time. Hi everybody, I'm Bette Hochberger, CPA, CGMA, and today we're going to talk about extensions. So we have the saying, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay, which makes perfect sense to accountants and probably sounds like a bunch of gibberish to everybody else. So during tax season, which is right about now, a lot of people will say like, oh, you know, I'm not ready. For whatever reason, they might not be ready. Maybe they're not like emotionally ready to handle dealing with their taxes. Maybe they don't have everything they need yet to file their taxes, which happens if you're a business owner or if you're an investor, especially if you're invested in another business that needs to produce tax documents for you, like a K-1. Or maybe, you know, you're scared about this bill that you have coming up and you can't pay it right now. So people want to file an extension, which you can do on your own. I have some videos actually explaining how to file some pretty regular extension forms. Or they'll ask us to do it if they're a client of ours. And the thing you have to understand is when you file that extension, it's literally extending the date by which you need to file the return. So instead of, for a business, instead of it being due 3/15, it's now due 9/15. And instead of, for your personal, instead of that being due 4/15, it's due 10/15. But that doesn't mean that the IRS is like, oh, you owe us a bunch of money? That's fine. Just wait a few more months. No. That's what we mean by an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay. Because you'll see the IRS is what we call a pay-as-you-go system. So really, you're supposed to be either withholding on your paycheck. And for most W-2 people, you probably either get a refund or don't owe anything when you go to file your taxes because the money's being paid in throughout the year. Or you need to make quarterly estimated payments. That's what the IRS means by pay-as-you-go. If I make $1 million in one quarter, I need to then, by that quarter's estimated tax deadline due date, pay in my taxes on that $1 million. So everything really needs to get paid in by April 15th, right, for your individual taxes. And if you file an extension, well, if you're not paying in by then, right, that's where that second half of that phrase, it's not an extension of time to pay. The IRS wants their money. You feel like it's your money. It's really their money. They want their money. So we suggest that if you can, if you know you owe and you can pay something, right? And if you're filing an extension because you don't have the money to pay it yet, you can still file on time. You don't have to file an extension just because you aren't able to pay the taxes right then and there. You can set up a payment plan with the IRS and you'll cut down on a lot of those penalties, interests, and things like that. Real quick, the failure to pay penalty, right? It's a late payment penalty that's 0.5% of the tax owed after the due date for each month or part of a month the tax remains unpaid up to 25%. Wow. It sounds like it could be a lot, right? So if you ever see a situation where somebody owed taxes and then didn't pay them for a couple of years, you'll notice that the penalties and interest related to those penalties are often much higher than after a couple of years than the taxes are, because it does grow pretty quickly. And the one thing you really, really don't want to do, especially if you're like, look, I can't deal with my taxes right now, don't have the money for it, don't say, I'll deal with it later, because there's another penalty called the failure to file penalty, which is another penalty based on unpaid taxes. And that failure to file can be avoided by filing an extension. So if you can file on time and pay everything on time, fantastic. You're on the happy path, as we call it. If you can't pay right away, it's not as great, but the worst thing to do is to not file an extension or a tax return and not pay. That's like the worst of all worlds. It's like, you know, you're really putting yourself in a bad position as far as dealing with the IRS. So hopefully now you understand why an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay. If you've got any issues with filing extensions or paying the IRS, needing payment plan set up, or anything else like that, please feel free to reach out to my office. We do work with clients on all sorts of issues dealing with the IRS. And we'll see you next time. Thanks.